browser automation that actually works. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 244. I'm Izzo, and today Boone and I are diving into MolmaWeb, the first open-weight visual web agent that ships with everything you need to actually understand how it works.
And by everything, she means everything. 30,000 human task trajectories, the full training pipeline, even the Chrome extension they use to collect the data.
Right? Because if you're building browser automation today, you're stuck between two bad options. Closed APIs you can't inspect, or open frameworks with no trained model underneath.
Exactly. Browser use is great as a framework, but you still need to bring your own LLM and figure out the agent layer yourself.
And enterprise teams need to audit what they're running, fine-tune on internal workflows, avoid per-call API costs. MolmaWeb gives you that third option.
What's fascinating is their pure visual approach. It doesn't parse HTML at all. It just takes screenshots and reasons about what it sees.
Wait, that seems harder than it needs to be. Why not use the DOM?
Browser compatibility, Izzo. A screenshot works the same whether you're running Chrome, Safari, or some headless service. Plus, it sees exactly what a human user sees. No accessibility tree interpretation layer.
Okay, that's actually clever from a deployment perspective.
The architecture is clean too. At each step, it gets a task instruction, current screenshot, action history, URL, and page title. Then it outputs a natural language thought process, followed by the next action.
Natural language reasoning before acting? That's huge for debugging.
Right. You can literally read its thought process. I need to click the login button, which appears to be the blue rectangle in the top right. Then it executes the click at those screen coordinates.
But the real story here is MolmaWebMix, the training dataset. That's what no one else has shipped.
Three components, human demonstrations, 30,000 task trajectories where humans actually completed browsing tasks while a Chrome extension recorded everything.
590,000 individual subtasks across 1,100 websites. That's serious scale.
Then synthetic trajectories to scale beyond what humans can annotate. But here's the key. They use text-based accessibility agents, not proprietary vision models. No OpenAI operator or Anthropic computer use in the training mix.
So it's actually reproducible.
Exactly. And the third component is GUI perception data. 2.2 million screenshot question-answer pairs, teaching it to read and reason about page content from images.
That's where the visual reasoning gets trained. Where is the search box? What does this button do?
Performance-wise, it's leading the open weight category across four live website benchmarks: Web Voyager, Online Mind 2 Web, DeepShop, Webtail Bench.
And beating older GPT-4o agents that had both screenshots and accessibility trees.
Though they're honest about limitations. Text reading from screenshots isn't perfect. Drag and drop is unreliable, and it struggles with ambiguous instructions.
Plus, no training on logins or financial transactions, which makes sense for a public dataset.
But for enterprise use cases, that audit trail is everything. You can see exactly what it was trained on, how it makes decisions, fine-tune it on your internal workflows.
I'm giving this a solid A-. It's not just releasing weights. It's releasing the entire playbook for building visual web agents.
All right, if you want to get hands-on, first, check out the MolmaWeb repo on GitHub. They've got the 4B and 8B parameter models ready to download.
Second, try the hosted demo at MolmaWeb.ai. It runs on browser base, so you can see it working on real websites. And third, dive into the MolmaWebMix dataset. Even if you're not training agents, seeing 30,000 human browsing trajectories is fascinating research. Adding it to my weekend project list, obviously. This is how you do open source AI, right? Not just the model, but everything needed to understand and extend it. We'll see you next time on Exploring AI.